This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Thursday, the United States House of Representatives passed the reconciliation bill. The bill was unchanged from the Senate's version, which passed earlier in the week. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, opened his weekly conference call on Thursday by describing what he says are key wins for farmers in the reconciliation bill.
The legislation provides key wins for farmers, including tax provisions like 199A and bonus depreciation. It also prevents a dramatic increase in the death tax rate. Thanks to the leadership of the Senate Ag Committee, our bill also imposes common sense measures to make sure that food assistance goes to those who truly need it.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
A little shorter than normal appears to be this year's corn crop as tassel time approaches.
You know, we're seeing quite, not dire, but some significant differences in moisture levels. I think for the most part, everyone has gotten adequate moisture, but we've got just right to, in the last week or two, you know, just a deluge of water, too much rain to, there's areas where they're pretty slim on moisture. And so with the heat that we've had and continuing to have heat, that's moving us through growth stages, shortening those internodes on the corn crop, depending on the conditions when we get, as the growing degree units move the maturity of the corn along. If we're a little short on moisture, it just keeps going and doesn't put on height.
Outstanding Southeast Iowa area agronomist Rebecca Greg Shepherd says height of a corn plant has little to zero impact on final yield. And you can find more on their research on the subject in the Practical Farm Research Guide at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.